低头闭目，我们先有祷。爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，我们一同在这里侍立在你的面前。主，我们把我们的诗歌、我们的敬拜、我们的感谢、我们的赞美，我们都归给你。哦，主啊，我们实在要谢谢赞美主你的恩典。我们常常想到我们自己，我们这人是何等的败坏，我们是何等的污秽，我们常常行在那个过犯罪恶当中，我们的心思意念也常常的有误会。主啊，我们是何等大的罪人，让我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你离我们那样子的远，你在高天的宝座上，但是你为了爱我们的缘故，你却来到这卑微的世界。主啊，你道成肉身，你亲自寻找拯救我们。主啊，你最后为我们的罪恶的缘故，你在父神的面前替我们做了那挽回祭。主啊，你把你自己挂在十字架上，赎清了我们一切的罪恶，还清了我们一切的罪债，你用你自己的宝血洗净了我们一切的不义。今天我们来到你的面前，我们是存着一个坦然无惧的心，我们来敬拜，我们来面对面的朝见你这一位满有恩典、满有慈爱、满有怜悯的真神。主，我们谢谢你。主，我们实在是，我们在天还有谁，在地上我们也没有什么别的可爱慕的。主啊，因为你是这样子的爱我们，你不惜把你自己的生命为我们舍弃。主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，今天来到你面前的，但愿我们的恩主，你一个一个的，你能够悦纳我们的一切的歌颂赞美。主啊，你得着我们的心。主啊，你借着你仆人们所释放的话语，把每一个字都放在我们的心里面，激动我们的心，让我们听到以后受着感动，就是让我们快快的能够领受、能够接受你做我们的救主。主，我们谢谢你，我们求主你的灵，你在这个会堂当中，你也在普天之下，凡是奉主名聚会的地方，你都用你的灵运行。哦，主啊，因为你的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由；你的灵在哪里，哪里就充充满满的有恩典、有真理。但愿我们的恩主，你使用你的仆人，也使用我们翻译的弟兄，让我们在这里听到以后，真是听得清清楚楚、明明白白。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，我们也求主，你能够纪念我们的国家，把我们的国家早一天能够归向富强。哦，主啊，你也看顾我们的总统、副总统、蒋院长以及在上执政掌权的，你都给他们聪明，给他们智慧，给他们健康的身体，让他们带领我们这个国家早一天能够复兴。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。我们还要纪念到我们大陆的同胞，求主你纪念他们的苦难，你缩短他们的苦难，让他们早一天能够得到解放、得到自由。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们求主你能够带领我们这个聚会从开始一直到末尾，求主你垂听我们这样不配的祷告，都是奉耶稣的圣名，阿们。
以下的时间我们就交给Dr. West 跟我们的唐弟兄。
Thank you for the song and the singing of our young people.
我们先要谢谢陈林长的诗歌以及我们青年弟兄姊妹所献的诗。
And we hope that you will have a good time this morning with us as we talk about the value of the blood.
希望今天早上大家能够有一段很好的时间，因为我们要谈的题目是血的价值。
We have this written out for you. If you have not received a copy and would like to follow it, you may take this home with you.
我们已经油印好了今天用的讲章。假如各位还有没有拿到的，那么可以举起手来，我们有人送给你。
Now this morning, I'd like to ask Tang Disheng to read a paragraph or at least one verse.From the Confucian Analects, the third book and the 11th verse.
今天早上我要首先请唐弟兄为大家读孔夫子的《论语》第三卷第十一节。
And if you just go ahead and read that now, we'll talk about it in a minute.
那么我们先读了，等一会儿我们就来讲解今天的题目。或问帝之说，子曰：“不知也。知其说者，之于天下也。其如是诸斯乎？知其长。”
Now someone asked the meaning of the great sacrifice.
有人问孔子关于大祭的意义。
And the master said, "I do not know."
子曰：“我不知道。”
Any person who would know how to explain it would have the world right here.
孔夫子说，如果有人晓得大祭的意义，那么天下就在这个地方了。
And so he pointed to the palm of his hand.
他指着他的手掌讲这句话。
Now, once in 5 years, I understand that the blood of the lamb was offered by the emperor in the temple of heaven in Beiping.
在过去，北平做帝王的每5年要到天坛去献一次大祭。
This is called the Great Sacrifice.
这个祭叫做大祭。
Of course, every month there was a smaller sacrifice of a lamb.
每一个月都有普通献羊的做祭牲的祭。
And officers of the kingdom would offer the smaller sacrifice.
那么特别由帝王所派的祭司官来主祭事。
But once in 5 years, the emperor himself would offer the great sacrifice.
但是每5年，帝王自己要献一次大祭。
It was very important to understand the meaning of that blood being offered.
所以关于献祭所流出来的血，它的意义在什么地方，实在是很重要，我们需要知道。
Why was it done?
为什么要献祭？
What is the value of the blood?
血的价值如何？
What does it represent?
血所代表的是什么？
Let's consider blood.
我们来思想一下血。
We know that blood is essential to life and good health.
我们知道血对于人的健康、生命都是必要的。
A person weighing 70 kilograms may have 4,000 cc's of blood.
一个70公斤的人，他身上所有的血大概是4000cc.
But if you take a drop of blood, just one little drop the size of a pinhead,
但是如果你取出一点血来，那个大小跟针头差不多大，
you'll have a 5 million red blood cells.
在这一点血里面有500万红血球，
and you'll find about 7,000 white blood cells.
7000白血球。
Your body is reproducing blood at a fantastic rate.
我们的身体制造血那个速度非常的惊人。
Your body can reproduce red blood cells, so fast in 10 minutes that they can amount to almost as much as all the people on the earth.
我们人身体所制造的血快到什么程度呢？快到能够在10分钟以内所制造的血的数量等于地球上所有人口的数量。
And so in an adult male, you can count and estimate approximately 25 trillion red blood cells.
所以在一个成年人的身上，我们可以估计他的血大概有25兆。
Now in each one of those little cells, there are unnumbered millions of molecules.
在每一个血里面呢又有数不清的分子。
Now, each molecule is so complex as to baffle the imagination.
这个分子的复杂到什么程度呢？到我们不能了解的程度。
The supposed molecular formula is written out for you.
我们这个分子式已经写在有印的讲章上面。
It's too complex to even read.
我们读起来都好像很麻烦。
So we won't read it.
所以我们不再读了。
You can look at it.
你们可以自己看。
In other words, each molecule of hemoglobin contains over 2,000 atoms.
换句话说，每一个分子所含有的血红素大概是2378个。
And the molecule or the molecular weight is considered to be over 16,000.
这个分子的重量呢，大概是16,660个红血素。
Now,
血红素。
The oxygen of the red cell, I mean the red cell, which has hemoglobin, is responsible for transporting the gases such as oxygen and carbon dioxide.
红血球就是含有血红素的那个红血球，它的功用是干什么呢？是给我们输送氧气与养分的，它也携带二氧化碳。
Now the white blood cells are responsible for defense against disease.
白血球呢，是为我们人体抗拒疾病用的。
They're able to go and find the bacteria and to eat them up.
白血球能够找我们身体里面的细菌，把它吃掉。
Now, if you understand all the variety of the work of the blood, you'll understand life.
假如我们人能够了解血在多方面的功能，你就可以多方面的意义，你就能够了解生命。
One could almost say that blood really is life.
我们人甚至于可以这样说，血就是生命。
Certainly, without blood, life ceases to exist.
没有血的话，生命就终止。
What is the value of the blood?
血的价值是什么？
Confucius said that he who understands and knows and values the great sacrifice will know how to govern the kingdom.
孔夫子说，假如人了解大祭的意义，他就懂得治国。
He'll have, as it were, the world right in the palm of his own hand.
也可以把天下就放在他的掌握中，那样子去统治。
Would you not agree with me that it's rather important to understand the meaning of the blood?
你们是不是跟我有一样的意见？我们要了解血的大祭的意义。是很重要的。
Now, last week, I needed some blood for a patient before her operation.
在上一个礼拜，我有一个女病人在动手术以前需要输血。
The blood was bought at the blood bank.
我们在血库里面买了血。
Now, the cost for one bottle of blood was very much.
一瓶的血，那个价值十分可观。
Now, this is considered to be one bottle.
我们这个地方所拿的这一瓶呢，就是到这个地方大概就是一瓶。
But it's only filled halfway.
这个我们现在的瓶子里面呢，只有一半。
This is 250 cc's.
这是250 cc.
The cost is almost $1,000 NT.
它的代价是1000元新台币。
One half little bottle is so very expensive.
半瓶血就要费这样多的钱。
It's more expensive than Arabian oil.
这个比阿拉伯的石油价值要昂贵多了。
The newspaper said that the price of water in Taipei is going to go up.
报纸上告诉我们说，台北的这个水价要上升。
But water will never become as expensive as blood.
但是水永远不会有血它的价值这样高。
Not any blood will do.
也不是各种血都有用的。
It has to be the right type.
一定是要一定的血型。
This type is O type.
我现在手里面拿的是 O 型的血。
And the O type is called the universal donor.
这个 O 型的血被称为普遍能用的血。
You know, there's an A and a B and an AB type also.
我们除了 O 型以外，还有 A 型、B 型、AB 型。
Now, O type, it can be given to anybody.
O 型的血可以给任何病人。
I have O type blood.
我有 O 型的血。
But I can't receive blood from everybody.
但是我不能够接受 每种血型的人的血。
I can only receive the O type blood.
我只能够接受 O 型血人的血。
But I could give blood to an A or a B person who needed it.
但是我的 O 型的血可以给 A 型的或者 B 型的病人。
And so the people who have O blood are called the universal donors.
所以那个有 O 型血的人他被称为普遍可以捐血的 人。
Now, dear friends, this morning, did you know that the Bible has a lot to say about the blood?
各位亲爱的朋友，你们知道不知道圣经里面提到血的地方有许多许多。
It says much about the value of the blood.
特别是讲到血的价值有更多的地方。
And I'd like you to consider a few minutes this morning what God has to say about this subject.
我愿意各位来思想一下神对这个问题他讲了一些什么话。
In Hebrews 9:22 we read that without the shedding of blood there is no remission or forgiveness of sins.
在希伯来书九章二十二节告诉我们说若不流血罪就不得赦免。
The Bible says that blood is an essential ingredient in the problem of forgiveness.
圣经告诉我们血对于赦免这件事是必要的必须有的成分。
How to have a cleansed conscience?
我们怎么样能够得到一个无愧的良心？
The Bible says there must be shedding of blood.
圣经告诉我们必须流血。
Now at the bottom of your paper it's written out for you Leviticus 17 and 11.
在各位有印的讲章下面印好了一节圣经，那是利未记第十七章第十一节。
There it says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given you the blood upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
这个地方告诉我们说，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因为生命，因为血里有生命，所以血能赎罪。
What is the meaning of atonement?
赎是什么意思？
It means that two people who cannot speak to each other are reconciled or brought together again.
这个赎的意思啊，就是两个人，他们本来不讲话的，现在和好了，又在一起了。
Peace is reestablished between them, and they are now united.
在他们中间又建立起了和好的关系，他们又联络起来了。
God and man are separated and estranged by sin.
神与人被罪隔离，被罪分开。
And God says there's only one way.
神说只有一个方法。
And that is by atonement.
就是救赎。
And atonement means that there must be a sacrifice. Blood must be shed.
赎的意思就必须有献祭，要献祭就必须流血。
Now atonement is emphasized by three facts or three things.
救赎啊，我们记着三件事可以强调的把它说出来。
First is the universality of sin.
第一是罪的普遍性。
And secondly is the very seriousness of sin.
第二是罪的严重性。
And finally, man's own inability to deal with sin, his own problem.
第三是人的没有能力来解决罪的问题。
Now the Bible says that there is no man who is free of sin.
圣经上告诉我们说世上没有不犯罪的人。
There is none that does good, no not one.
并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There is not a just man upon the earth who does good and does not sin.
时常行善而不犯罪的义人实在没有。
And then Paul writes in Romans 3:23.
保罗在罗马书第三章第二十三节 这样告诉我们。
And he says that all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
他说世人都犯了罪，亏弃了神的荣耀。
And so that's the first problem, dear friends.
所以这是第一个问题。
Men everywhere around the whole of the earth are involved in this big problem.
全世界每一个角落的人都跟这个严重的问题有不解之缘。
Let's look at the second part of that, the seriousness of sin.
我们现在再看第二部分，就是罪的严重性。
We begin to understand this seriousness when we understand the holiness of a true God.
在我们看到罪的严重性以前，我们先看看神的圣洁。
In Habakkuk 1:13 we read, Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity.
在哈巴谷书第一章第十三节告诉我们说，你的眼目清洁，你不看邪僻，不看奸恶。
Sin separates from God.
罪使人与神隔绝。
And there's no way that man can get close to God again as long as there's sin separating them.
当人因为罪把他跟神隔开了以后，他没有办法与神接近。
Man is universally in a terrible predicament.
人是在一个非常困苦的境界当中。
And we are unable to deal with this ourselves.
我们没有办法解决这个问题。
We are not able to hide our sin from an all-seeing God. We cannot hide from our sin from God.
我们没有办法在神的面前把我们的罪遮掩起来。
And we cannot cleanse ourselves.
我们也没有办法洁净我们自己。
Who can say, I have made my heart clean?
谁能说我洁净了我的心呢？
Who can say, I am pure from my own sin?
谁能说我脱尽了我的罪呢？
Jeremiah says that even if you take chemical compounds such as nitre and wash with much soap, yet your sin and iniquity is marked out before God.
在耶利米书第一章第二十二节那个地方告诉我们说，虽然你用化学用品，就是碱或者是多用肥皂来洗濯，但是你罪的痕迹在神的面前仍然是显出来。
And the most terrible thing is that the wages of sin is death.
最严重的就是罪的工价就是死。
Man cannot find a way out apart from atonement.
人除了救赎以外没有解决的办法。
In short, the blood of the atonement is essential in making peace with God and in forgiving my own shortcomings.
所以简单的一句话来讲，就是血是我们与神和好一个最要紧的东西，也是我们得到赦免最不可少的一件东西。
God passes judgment on sin and demands death as payment for that.
神要刑罚罪，他对于罪的要求就是死。
Then in his great love he sends his own son to pay the ultimate price by dying for us.
但是因为他的大爱，所以他就差遣他的独生儿子到世上来替我们死。
He took our place.
他代替我们的地位。
Jesus Christ, the beloved and only Son of God, came and took my place.
耶稣基督神的独生子降世为人，站在我的地位上面代替我受刑罚。
He made himself to become the substitute.
他使他自己成为代罪的。
And he was without sin.
他没有罪。
He was the perfect God-man.
他是神的完全人。
And he came to show us or demonstrate the love of God.
他到世上来为了显明神的爱。
Romans 5:8 tells us this.
罗马书五章八节就 就是这样告诉我们。
But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候替我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
What is the value of the death of Christ?
耶稣基督的死的价值是什么？
Now his death was not just another martyr's death.
他的死不像一般殉道者的死。
You have a beautiful martyr's shrine which is erected in memory of those who died for a political reason.
我们在台北有一个中立祠，那个地方都是讲到有很多为国捐躯的伟人。
Now Jesus Christ was not dying for a political reason.
耶稣基督不是为政治的理由而捐躯的。
He wasn't just another martyr.
他不是一个普通的殉道者。
He wasn't just a common criminal.
他也不是一个普通的罪人。
It's true that he died between two thieves.
他在两个强盗之间受死是事实。
But he came to die.
但是他是特别来死的。
He came purposefully to die the substitutionary death for you and for me.
他有心的、故意的来替我们死。
He came that we might live.
他来让我们可以得活。
He came that we might be free.
他来让我们得自由。
He came that we might have our consciences freed from sin.
他来让我们的良心在罪上得到释放。
I can have a forgiven heart and a clean conscience.
我现在有一个无愧的心，有一个没有罪的心。
All this Jesus Christ did that he might bring us back into the presence of God.
耶稣基督做这些事的目的只有一个，就是把我们带到神的面前。
He did this that we might enjoy once again the reconciliation, the peace, and the joy.
他做这些事是让我们再次能够享受到那个和好的平安与喜乐。
Now in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 we read something about this blood and the price and value of it.
在彼得前书第一章第十八节第十九节我们看到这个血的价值以及这件事的意义。
There it says we haven't been bought, we have not been redeemed with things that have changing value like silver and gold.
那个地方告诉我们说我们的赎并不是凭着那个价值在变动的能坏的金银等物。
Gold fluctuates in its price from day to day.
金子的价值一天一天的在浮动。
But we've been bought with the very precious price of the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是我们是被那个非常宝贝的耶稣基督的血买回来。
He shed his blood as the perfect and sinless Lamb of God.
他流出他的宝血如同神无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊。
Another name for the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
耶稣基督另外有一个名字就是神的羔羊。
In John 1:29 it says, Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
在约翰福音第一章第二十九节那个地方记载说看哪、神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的。
The price of blood in Taipei is very great.
在台北的血价非常贵。
But the cost to God of his own son's blood was infinite.
但是神他儿子那个血的代价更是无限的。
It is priceless.
是没有代价，没办法定价格的。
No man can ever estimate the value of this eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
没有人能够把耶稣基督这个永久的祭物的价值可以估定出来。
How very important it is then that we understand the meaning of this, the greatest sacrifice.
所以我们要能够了解这个最大的祭物的意义是何等重要。
We're not talking about the once in 5 years sacrifice in Beiping.
我们所谈的不是北平天坛每五年所举行的一次大祭。
But we're talking about the thing that happened once and for all about 1900 years ago.
我们所谈的这个祭是一次献上就永远献上，这个祭是现在1900多年以前。
It happened on a dusty, rocky hillside outside the walls of Jerusalem.
那是在耶路撒冷的城外一个多石头的土山上。
And it happened as the Son of God on the cross cried out when he died, "It is completed or finished."
这件事发生的时候，耶稣基督在十字架上死的时候，他说。
His life's blood was poured out to satisfy the justice of a holy God.
他的生命的血倾流出来，满足了神对公义的要求。
Now, in order to appreciate something of the value of the sacrifice, let us suppose or pretend that Jesus Christ had not died.
我们在讨论到这个血的价值的时候，我们不妨这样假定，就是耶稣如果没有死，
He had the power to choose.
他有权选择。
What if the blood had not been offered up in sacrifice for you and for me?
假如这个献祭的血没有为你为我流出，
The Bible tells us that there would be no remission of sin.
圣经告诉我们说罪就不得赦免。
There would be no forgiveness.
不会有饶恕。
There would be no atonement.
没有救赎。
There would be no peace.
没有和平。
For he made peace through the blood of his cross.
因为他借着十字架上所流出的血成就了和平。
There would be no access or a privilege of entering into the presence of God.
不会有进入神面前的这种权柄。
There would be no song of worship.
不会有敬拜的诗歌。
We hear them singing unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
我们听到在天上有这样的诗歌说，他爱我们，为我们这个流出自己的血，使我们脱离罪恶圈。
And then there would be no victory.
也不会有胜利。
In Revelation 12:11, we read, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb."
我们在启示录第十二章第十一节读到这样一句话：“弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血。
”There would be no church.
不会有教会。
For the church of God was purchased or bought with His own blood.
因为神的教会是用他自己的宝血买回来。
Dear friends, consider with me what would happen if the blood had not been shed.
各位亲爱的朋友，我们一同思想，假如血没有流出来，会如何？
There would be no forgiveness.
不会有饶恕。
No atonement.
不会有救赎。
No peace with God.
不会跟神有和平。
No access to heaven.
不能够到天上去。
There would be no singing.
没有诗歌。
There'd be no victory over the evil spirits.
对邪灵没有胜利。
And there'd be no church.
没有教会。
I attended a funeral service of a Christian.
我参加过一个基督徒的葬礼。
And there in the cemetery, we were burying one of the sisters from Taichung.
在坟墓那个地方我们要埋葬的。是台中的一位姊妹。
And as we stood around that grave, there was singing of some of the hymns of love to Jesus Christ.
我们在那个坟墓的墓穴的周围绕成圈圈唱唱圣诗。
She was a girl of only 18.
她是一个18岁的女孩子。
There was much reason for sorrow.
有很多的理由可以让我们难过伤心。
But our hearts were filled with praise to the God who loved her and her family.
但是我们的心充满了对神的赞美 这位神是那样的爱他和他的家。
And down the hill a little ways was another family bearing their mother.
在山下没有多远有另外一个家庭，那么他们在埋葬他们死掉的母亲。
And there was no praise.
没有赞美的声音。
And there was no song.
没有诗歌。
And there was only crying.
只有哭泣。
And there was only screaming.
只有嚎叫。
And there was a little child who was falling on the ground.
只有一个匍匐在地下的孩子。
And there were people crying and wailing.
他们那个地方的那个地方的人只是哭泣，只是难过。
And there was no hope.
没有希望。
Dear friends, that's the contrast of what God has done through His Son in giving us eternal hope through Jesus Christ.
各位亲爱的朋友，这是一个强烈的对照，因为神借着他的儿子的死给了我们一个永久的盼望。
There is wonderful hope for those who trust in the blood of Jesus Christ.
对于相信耶稣基督宝血的人有奇妙的盼望。
This then should give us some insight into the value of the blood.
这让我们看出血它最深一层的最内在的价值。
What a great sacrifice for God to send His own dearly beloved Son for you and for me.
神为了你我差遣他的独生子到世上来，是何等大的一个牺牲。
One day on the battlefield of the Second World War, a fellow companion, a fellow soldier, offered to die in my place.
在第二次世界大战期间，在前线上，我有一个并肩作战的同袍，他愿意替我受死。
He took my place.
他代替了我的地位。
He risked his own life that I might live.
他冒他自己生命的危险，就是让我能够存活。
I'm here today because of his brave act.
我今天能够在这个地方，就是因为我那位同袍的英勇的行动。
But how vastly more important is the eternal value of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督这个祭物它的价值又是何等的重大，何等的宝贝，这个是永恒的祭物。
He died for you.
他为你死。
And he died for us.
为我们死。
He loves you.
他爱你们。
And he loves us.
也爱我们。
How can you undervalue and despise the blood of Jesus Christ?
你怎么能够低估轻看耶稣基督他的血的价值？
Dear friends, don't look down on, don't despise the blood of Christ.
各位亲爱的朋友，不要低估，不要轻看耶稣基督。
Do not turn away from the eternal benefits that God graciously offers you through the blood of His own dear Son.
不要拒绝神借着他的儿子流出他宝贝的血所送给我们，所赐给我们的赏赐。
And I warn you this morning not to look down on the offering of Jesus Christ, His blood, as an ordinary thing of no value.
我特别的跟各位提出一个警告，就是不要轻看耶稣基督的血，认为这个血是平常的。
In Israel, anybody who despised the law of Moses was put to death, capital punishment.
在以色列，如果有人干犯了摩西的律法，就会丝毫不受连续的死掉。
But in Hebrews 10, we read that there's going to be much more severe punishment for anyone who treads underfoot the Son of God and counts the blood of the covenant an unholy thing.
但是在希伯来书第十章，我们读到，如果人践踏神的儿子，认为他的血，轻看他的血是平常的，那么他将要受的刑罚该要如何的加重呢？
Dear friend, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is of infinite value.
各位亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督的血，它的价值是无限量的。
The love of God for your personal soul is inestimable.
神对于你们的爱也是没有办法估计的。
It's unmeasurable.
没有办法来限量的。
Would you not like to thank the Lord for so great a Savior for coming and dying for you?
你愿不愿意感谢这一位伟大的主，他到世上来替你受死？
Would you not like to offer a little expression of thanks for his great love?
你愿不愿为他的大爱表示一点你的谢意？
If you've never thanked God for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die for you, to shed his blood for you, I would like to invite you this morning to do that very thing.
假如你从来没有感谢过神差遣他的儿子到世上来为你流血为你受死，那么我请你现在就做这件事。
Right where you sit, you can pray in your own heart.
就在你坐的地方，你可以用你的心灵祷告。
A very simple prayer and so easy to say.
一个很简单的祷告，很容易说。
All you have to do is say, thank you, God, for the gift of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你只要说感谢神，因为你把你宝贝的儿子耶稣基督赐给了我。
Thank you, Lord, for being the universal blood donor.
谢谢你神啊，因为你是普世都可以用的一个捐血者。
Thank you, God, for raising your Son from the dead.
神啊，我们谢谢你，因为你是你的儿子从死里复活。
Just pray, Lord Jesus, I don't understand very much, but I want to know, I want to understand the value of your shed blood offered for my sin.
你只要这样说，主啊，我知道的不多，但是我愿意知道你献祭所流的那个血的价值是多大。
Please accept my thanks.
请愿纳我的感谢。
Give me the full knowledge of the meaning of atonement with God my Father.
让我知道在神面前的赎这个真正的意义是什么。
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
That's all you have to do in terms of a response to God's love toward you.
你对于神的爱所要做的反应就是这一点点。
And my prayer for you this morning is that you'll come to understand and value that great sacrifice.
我个人对你们的祷告就是希望大家能够在今天早上认识了解耶稣基督他所流的血的价值。
If you come to understand the value of the blood, you'll know what Confucius said, that you will then be able to overcome the world and be able to rule in the kingdom.
假如你能够了解这个血的价值，正如同孔子所讲的话，你就可以治国平天下。
We're not talking about something that's in a bottle and that's something that's this way.
我们所讲的不是装在瓶子里面这个血。
We're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross for you and for me.
我们所讲的是耶稣基督在加略山的十字架上为你为我所流的血。
It was love poured out that you might live.
那是爱的倾倒让我们可以得活的爱。
Let's bow our hearts and our heads and close our eyes in a word of closing prayer.
我们低头背目用心灵和诚实在神的面前做一个祷告。
I'm wondering if...
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你在今天早上让我们看出血的价值，特别是你自己的独生子他为我们所流出的这个血的价值。因为他的流血，我们可以从罪人的地位变成神的儿女，我们可以由原来从仇敌的地位现在口称我们天上的神为我们的阿爸，为我们的父。我们感谢你把这样的大爱向我们显明， 就是当我们还在做罪人的时候，主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们愿意你祝福你自己的话，让我们今天早上在你面前的人都能够懂得这个学里面有生命，有牺牲，有爱，让我们愿意接受你的赏赐，让我们愿意成为神的儿女，能够得赎，能够得救，能够得到赦免。主啊，你听我们的祷告，在我们中间如果有初道的朋友，他们从来没有听过你的话语，也从来没有在你面前为你的爱向你感谢过，我们求你的灵在这个时候在他们的心里面运行，你催逼他们，帮助他们，跟我们一同开口来感谢你，来赞美你。主啊，你保守我们每一个人的心怀意念，让你的话能够藏在他们里面，成为他们的力量，成为他们的生命。因此我们在天父面前祷告，奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。